On today's show, Renault is testing charging an EV while driving, Volkswagen small compact, the Up, gets the GTI treatment, and despite initial success and critical acclaim, sales of the Volvo XC90 are plunging. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. You know, we like to keep an eye on what's going on in the marketplace, and we're puzzled over what's going on at Volvo. Last month, Volvo's sales shot up an impressive 20% in the U.S. market, thanks to strong gains with the S60 and the SC60. Also, the S90 was not on sale a year ago, so that really helped the year-over-year comparison. But what really caught our attention is the dramatic drop in sales of the XC90. They fell 19% last month and are down 36% so far this year. When the XC90 was introduced in late 2014, to all kinds of accolades and awards, sales exploded. By the end of 2016, it was Volvo's best-selling vehicle in the American market. It still is, but it's falling fast. I don't think we've ever seen any vehicle go from so hot to so cold in such a short amount of time. One reason electric vehicles sell in small numbers is the time it takes to charge one. But what if you could charge your EV while driving? That's what Renault is looking into. The company has teamed up with Qualcomm Technologies and Veticom to test dynamic wireless EV charging, or DEVC for short. The system, which is installed in the road, is able to provide an EV with a charge of up to 20 kilowatts at speeds of 100 kilometers an hour, or about 60 miles per hour. This test is part of a larger project in the EU to test the feasibility, economic viability, and sustainability of wireless DEVC in the real world. And speaking of electric vehicles, Renault's alliance partner Nissan is teasing the all-new Leaf. The company says this is the first of a series of teases before the EV makes its global debut later this year. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Well, Mercedes-Benz is taking a page right out of Tesla's book. It's teaming up with Vivint Solar to offer U.S. customers a home solar and battery storage system. Vivint will supply rooftop solar panels, which it designs, installs, and services, and Mercedes will provide a storage system that's based off its automotive battery technology. The system will consist of 2.5 kilowatt-hour battery modules that can be combined together for up to 20 kilowatt hours. It's first being made available to customers in California sometime this quarter who can purchase the system outright or choose to finance it. The GTI version of the Golf has made quite a name for itself over the years, even spawning GTI variants of other VW models, and now we're getting another. For the first time, Volkswagen's teeny tiny Up, which is not sold in the U.S., will get the GTI treatment. And it sure does look like a GTI, with its bright white paint job, black stripes running along the bottom, and most notably, the red stripe in the grille. The interior also features a fading red-to-black dash trim piece, red accents on the steering wheel and shift knob, and a plaid or Clark pattern seat insert. But it wouldn't be a GTI without a little extra sportiness. The 1-liter turbocharged 3-cylinder now makes 114 horsepower, up from 89, and it's been lowered 15 millimeters, or a little over half an inch. The Up GTI will hit dealer lots next year. With the introduction of longer-range EVs, new fuel cells, and improved internal combustion engines, do hybrids have a future? We'll take a look at that coming up next.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
After declining last year, hybrid vehicle sales have rebounded in the U.S. According to Ward's Auto data, the segment is up 13% through the first 4 months of the year. So do hybrids have a future, or are they poised to be taken over by other alternative powertrains? On Autoline this week, we're joined by Dan Nicholson, GM's VP of Propulsion Systems, and here's his outlook.
The Autoline This Week Powertrain Series Preview is brought to you by BorgWarner.
Hybridization, will continue to be on the market. I'm not sure it's on a big upward trend because I think electric vehicles are kind of being more viable than they were in the past. Also, I should say that with the improvement that we've talked about in internal combustion engines, the gap between hybrids and so-called conventional internal combustion engines has actually gotten smaller. And so it makes it actually harder to justify the hybrids when the gap is a little bit smaller. So you'll continue to see a lot of things from 48 volt to actual hybrids, and it's a very dynamic marketplace. I mean, OEMs really need to be up on a lot of technologies and choose very carefully to make good decisions for consumers.
Dan also shares his insight into fuel cells, EVs, and diesels in that show. So make sure you check it out on our website, autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here again on Monday.
Ward's is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.